Welcome back to Trash Rehash the Podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy, and we're back to rehash Siesta Key. First off, if anyone follows us on Instagram that's a listener, I'm so sorry because I totally posted that we were going to podcast the other night. Because we were. And that morning when I was getting ready for work, I was having my coffee and I was sipping on my MTV mug and I was like, I'm about to be podcasting Siesta Key tonight. Like, did not happen. Sorry. So we decided to lump in last week's with this week's because it is the finale, which I did not realize.
Yeah. It looks like it could be series finale. Hoping not, but whew, that was a tough finale. We've seen plenty of season finales before, but this was different.
Yeah, it was. This is what I think. Before we, get into the episodes, because that is the whole thing. Like, is this the finale, like the season finale, or is the show over? Is the show canceled? I tried to look up some stuff to see, and nothing's clear. Like Juliet said that they're not really in the know either. I think production is thinking of a new, like a spin, like how Miami Moves was different. It's like, okay, yeah, we're recasting, we're doing this, but probably with maybe only one or two of you, like who can we base this next one around, or can we keep some of you? It's obvious that this is like the last time we're going to get Juliet, Amanda, and Chloe is what it seems like all of them together.
Yeah. I think there won't be a show based around Amanda and Chloe. If there's a spinoff, it's going to be a Juliet with maybe they'll show up as friend of, but I don't see them being a full-fledged cast member if there is a spinoff.
Could you see them doing Siesta Key, just new people, younger, like the basically like a whole like going, like doing it again?
I mean, actually, I wouldn't
like, okay,
mind.
Like it's ended. There's something, I can't think of what show it is that I'm thinking of that did that. I guess it's, no, it wasn't. I can't think of what that show is called. Not For Bama, but the other one that's like country. That we like. Oh, Buckhead. Oh, no. What is it?
Buckhead Shore, yeah.
No, not that one. It was really good with Dottie and all them. Party Down South. But they kind of did that, but they didn't. Jersey Shore didn't do that either because they kept the same cast. But like, where one, they kind of grew up, and then it's like, all right, it's time to restart, but with some fresh faces.
Even if it's not Siesta Key and it's some other city, but it's that same feel, I'd be fine with it. We'd both watch it anyways. I mean, I'm fine with a new cast, but I don't want it to be Siesta Key. You know what I mean? I want it to be a different
city. Because we'd be like, well, what's Chloe doing?
Yeah, where's the Crescent Club?
Yeah, aren't they there? Like, can't we? Is BG around? Is he? Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe that's what they're. Maybe they've already picked. They picked out. Oh my goodness! The picture behind you. Shut the fuck up.
Oh my. New York.
Oh my god.
Yep.
Yeah, she's got New York and pumpkin spitting at New York. Yeah, I it's so funny. I think that they're definitely going to do something different. I could see them doing a spinoff with one of them and it not being called Siesta Key. And I could also see at the same time, because I don't think that we're never gonna see any of them on our screens again. I mean, that would be very wild for them. That's one of MTV's best shows that they have going on. Like, what are y'all Don't well, take I mean, that away.
That's exactly what they did with Laguna Beach. They did Laguna Beach to the hills with, you know, centered around Elsie again, and then side cast or whatever became full-fledged members. But
yeah, and in this case, Juliet's our Elsie. But the issue here, I mean, if they decided to do that with her, you know, following mm-hmm. Juliet, Clark's not really into the filming. So I think that that's what's going to weigh her down. It's like, this is kind of like her chance to, I think she also knows, I mean, I think they all know that they're not going to be able to do their, I don't think shared business is going to be as successful without the show. Chloe sure as hell ain't. You know, like, I'm not even going to, like, if this show, if I don't see Juliet again on my screen, I'm not thinking of JMP the label. I mean, if I really want to recommend, like, a bougie-ass suit to someone, maybe, but I have no one.
Yeah, I mean, just think a year from now, if there's, she's not on any other show, we're not gonna care about JMP the label. We're gonna have our new show that we're obsessed with whatever, you know, product they're doing.
And that's the thing that Amanda has going for her. Amanda yes. has an actual, like I was talking all that shit, like, about her not working, like, doing whatever the fuck she wants this summer, but, like, now I hear that she had, like, a plan, and it's like, okay, like, she really is, like, doing, you know, what she went to school for. Yeah. And good for her. I mean, not like you have to do that, but I'm saying, mm-hmm. like, good for her.
Like,
that she has something to fall back on. Yeah. Like,
she legit was just saying, this could be the last time I'm ever on this show. I'm just going to have fun.
Fun.
Yeah.
Before I have a big girl job, like, and be an adult. Yeah, where Chloe, that's going to be tough. I'm sure it's tough for her right now, even though mm-hmm. Chris is getting into real estate, apparently. Yeah, okay. Don't want him, I don't know, scamming yeah. people. They're going to have trouble. But it's also like, if this was the end of the show, why wouldn't you just keep Kelsey on for for a few more up, you right. know? Like, what? Is it that they fired her at the end? And if they did, then that tells me that there must have been more.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I don't know. So confused.
If they weren't sure if it was going to stick, keep Kelsey on to the end. I mean, really, she's an OG cast member. This isn't like Camilla. Sorry. Didn't care. She didn't come back. I was fine. But Kelsey, we love talking about messy Kelsey, you know? So it was, I think, kind of shitty to cut her and then also have the show not go on, if that's what they thought was going to happen or there was a chance.
Especially since messy Kelsey was in appearance. Like, she was messy as fuck the episode and a half that she was in or whatever. Like, yeah. She was like, that's the shit that we love. I don't know. I'm confused. I wish we had an in with production. We knew it would. You know what? They might have actually a great plan. And we're just like, oh, because we had no idea about Miami Moves.
No.
Not like we were disappointed. Mm-hmm. When we saw it come out, like, oh, shit. But we did not know that. I mean, we knew they were going to Miami. We just didn't know. It was going to be, like, really good. And it was really good.
Well, and that, you know, people were moving to Miami just to film.
Yeah,
for
I didn't
summer.
Know who
None
all
of
was
that
going. I was confused. Like, oh. But let's talk about the episodes, because this is going to... Siesta Key was our first show that we podcasted.
Yep.
Let's get a little... Let's. It was our first show. And it was also... Because this was the show that you and I were, like, texting about mm-hmm. after college, like actually knew that the other one was watching.
Yep.
And I don't know anyone else who...
I literally don't know a single other person, like, in my...
Like a tweet or something. I don't know.
I think that's how we saw. We're like, okay, you're watching Siesta Key. All right. You know.
But you asked me, or you said, we should do a podcast, like, for real. It's like, yeah. And we really did it. And we started with Siesta Key, even though it was right after Alex left, right? Or what season did we start?
I think it was season either part A or part B of one of the seasons, but
yeah, I feel like it was before Sam, like
it was before,
like, right when they, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was kind of
fun because we didn't even have to get into the whole Alex shit. And, but it'll be sad if that's over. Like, that would be,
And maybe now, though, if it is over, we can get some of that unaired footage of when Alex and Sam were fighting and all of this. I will be excited if it is over to have all the cast members, like, spill some of the tea.
Yeah, once they're not under contract, like, whatever the fuck that'll be.
Yeah.
Like, ugh. Yeah. Okay. So we have episode 11 as well, because there's a few things I do want to talk about. It's our last one, so let's, like, take our time here.
Yeah.
Okay. So Chloe and Chris find a manufacturer, and it's perfect because they're also a married couple and they're also just as nutty.
Love the number two or whatever weird shit.
Look,
that they
I like her. The number two also, but not. I was like, oh, now I got to change my favorite number.
Like, right.
God. I don't know. Have your thoughts changed on Chris?
No.
Do you feel like he's trying to, like, do you think he's trying hard for the camera, or do you think, like, he's looking good? Like, if we didn't know, if we were a casual viewer, how would you think you'd feel about him?
I mean, he comes off a little awkward at times, and, like, a little too involved. Like, I get it, they're in a company together, but, like, you're also not a real cast member. You're a plus one, you know, where sometimes I feel like he's overdoing it, where it's like, no, we want to see Chloe talk. We really, you're not a real cast member.
Like with his fight with Sam, it's like, okay. I feel like I know he's a freak, like a loser, a nut job. But I feel like the way he comes across probably to some people, like that they could be like, they could fall for the trick, you know? Like, I feel like he has this, and like, it's like a cult leader kind of personality, like, and it's very scary. I wish we got more questions and concerns or just judgment towards Chloe. I mean, we got the great Amanda scene. Thank you, Amanda. Chloe's reaction, that was great, but I wish that there was more, because Juliet even said, like, and I mean, Amanda's not, wasn't wrong about everything she said. We've all kind of had questions. Well, why haven't we seen that, MTV?
Yeah. Well, you know, even just more Chloe and Chris, where they're not talking about selling units for their company.
And having a
baby. But if you didn't follow her on social media or go on to Reddit like I do, you'd be like, wait, I don't understand. Like, so they just met and they're married now. Like, that's not well explained at all in this show. I mean, even on watching on social media, it's still not well explained, but at least you kind of are like, oh, where there's really no explanation at all from watching the show.
No. And I feel, and this is like where I don't like the edit with Siesta Key, because I feel like Chloe is in more control of her narrative in a show like this, where you don't have like confessionals, you don't have like cameras like posted up, you know, she they're living together. They have conversations before they go in. They're not arguing around us. You know, we're not seeing them argue. We saw like little spats, but they were very controlled and the topic was like, eh, you know, there's some real shit going on with them.
You can tell that they prep each other before they.
Yeah. Totally.
You know, we're like
not just out talking about this at the beach. Like, I know y'all talked about this last night.
You could see with like Juliet's relationships and past relationships, like some of that shit was some real, like, I mean, it just the way that Sam is, you know, like that dude's awkward as fuck. Like, even if he, like, there's no way he could have been prepped to come off like that.
I can only imagine. And Alex too, you know, like he was too busy cheating on her to ever be prepped. But
yeah, I mean, Alex is and was a shitty person, but he was kind of fun to watch because he just didn't care about being
at all
shitty on TV. Where, you know, some of these other ones are like, well, I'm a nice guy. Alex was like, yeah, I know I'm not a nice guy. I'm not going to pretend.
So let's talk about Jordan and Sam, because gag at the fucking makeout at the end of this episode. How I was so happy going into the finale with Jordan saying that she felt like it was forced, because oh god, like what this bill. And did you see the post? I think MTV posted it. It was saying like the build up, or I don't know, something, the romance you want, the some shit. Like, no, that is not what anyone wanted. Now I still really like Sam, minus his personal views, political views. And these last two episodes really kind of remind me of why. Like, I'm like, he's not like a terrible guy. He's just fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. But Jordan expressing feelings for Sam and Sam like taking it to everyone, like that was, it was fun and all, you know, seeing it like it progress. But like, I don't really need them together. Like, I don't really care. No. So, and it's not even to say that they wouldn't last or be good together. It's just that I don't really care. I don't.
Yeah. Well, and I don't need to see Sam in a relationship. Like, that's,
I'm over that. I've seen him in too many relationships, to be honest.
Yeah. It's like, no, like any other storyline, it's fine, but we don't need to see that. That's not something I'm like,
yeah,
looking forward to see, like, oh, who's Sam gonna date this season? Don't really care.
Ugh. I do like how he has the concerns of how his last two serious relationships didn't work out, and you know, they were friends and stuff. But I like how Mike says something that's really like, yeah, but like Juliet wasn't your best friend like Jordan. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. That's very true. I like that he wasn't just, you know, trying to push him away from it for once. I think that they do like each other. I think that, like, honestly, if Jordan's still really like Sam after everything, she's a rider, man. But don't fucking hurt her.
Yeah, well, and even I think it's got to be kind of awkward being on TV doing this. You know, it's one thing, they're best friends that start to date, but then it's like, oh, well, we actually have a camera, you know, shoved in front of us. It's probably like, okay, this is like too much. Not saying they never will date, they could date, I don't know, but I'm sure the added layer of being filmed by a TV crew makes things also extra awkward.
Yeah, Clark's smart. I get why.
Yeah.
And Chloe preps her man, and that's why he shows up all the time. So,
yeah.
But Meg is a great addition to this season. Again, lots, she had some goodies, and episode 11, she was, first off, how could Jordan get, like, hang out with Megan after, like, and not even tell her what's going on with her and Sam? Whatever. But I thought it was really nice of Megan to have, to, like, help her get that mural and shit. Didn't know they were that close, but I guess if she lived there and she dated Sam for, like,
which
6 months.
Could they have showed us that? That would have been nice. Because it seemed a little like, oh, okay, this is weird. I didn't know these two were friends. Yeah. But, yeah. No, super sweet of her. I just wish we could have seen more of that.
Weird. Yeah.
Friendship develop.
We just need more episodes. Yeah. Just drop more episodes, Siesta Key. That's what y'all need to do. More episodes, maybe a live feed. That would be nice.
Yeah.
But Chloe has her stupid ass party, which some good stuff, some fun stuff. We get Chloe and Amanda and Juliet. This whole, like, you're judgmental conversation, which she's so fucking judgmental. But she's like, no, like, you all just don't like being told the truth. Y'all are just feeling some type of way because you don't like what you're being told. And, you know, you got to take the good with the bad when you love someone. Like, well, they're telling you that you're doing something not, and it sounds like you're actually doing what you're telling them that they're doing.
Yeah. Well, it's, yeah, you can take flaws from people, but when the way that Chloe's making it seems like, oh, well, you should just accept me for whatever. It's like, yeah, but you're making us feel like bad people. That's not, it's one thing if she, whatever, isn't funny and, like, they just take that as a flaw or whatever. But Chloe, you're making them feel bad. That's not something that people are supposed to just accept. It's not how it works.
Yeah, Chloe is just, you know, I'm the only one that can never be right. It's just, it's tough. Like, I couldn't be friends with someone like that.
No.
I am about the whole, you know, you are friends with some people that you wouldn't date, you wouldn't maybe travel with, you wouldn't have a beer with, whatever, you wouldn't work with. But I don't know. I just, there's still, like, a line that you just, like, you, when a friend's telling you that you're being too judgmental and you just are like, oh no, you just don't like what you're being told. It's like, when you got two of them telling you that, come on. And it's happened over and over, like, this isn't the first time. Come on, Chloe.
Well, I mean, it's not like this is the first time in the history of this show that she's been called that. Like, this is every fucking season she's been told that she's judgmental. So,
yeah. But also at this party, I mean, weren't all the moms at this party too? Which was interesting. It's like, oh, so their moms, oh yeah, their moms drove together, Amanda and Chloe's mom, which is weird.
And like
okay,
Chloe
why
just
didn't we see more of their moms like this? If this was like a,
well, and sometimes Chloe's just so like, oh my god, can you just read the room and like, just not, no social awareness when she's like, well, I don't know, you would know, she's your daughter or whatever she said. Where it was like, Jesus Christ, you're making this.
I know, I'm like,
for
you're
everyone.
Fucking rude, but that's like, y'all must be like really fucking close. Like, what the fuck? She's your daughter.
It was just like, can you just like be nice and like be fake like that for just a second? I mean,
Chloe can't help herself.
Yeah.
But also at the party, Megan overhears Jordan confessing her love about Sam, and she like goes off, and she tells her that you can change her hair and he could buy her an ass, but you know he's still not gonna want you. He didn't want you when he wasn't with Juliet. He's not gonna want you now. It's like, ooh,
Yeah. And just,
Burn.
I mean, Jordan, you've seen him. I mean, maybe he would change for her. I don't know. But I mean, you've seen him burn quite a few girls before.
Burn them. Yeah. And she's been the other girl multiple times, like, and as part of the burning, like,
Yeah.
I don't know. Not good. But then the making out was just like so gross. I was like, oh my God, I can't even.
Yeah.
I could have gone literally my whole life without them.
Yeah.
But then we can go into the finale. So Jordan crashes at Madison's. She doesn't even stay with Sam, which surprised me. I was expecting them to like be booed up or something. So I was very happy to not see that.
She seemed just like very like physically uncomfortable, like with the whole situation. She did not seem into it at
Which
all.
tells me that there must have been more that happened. Like, what else
Exactly.
happened? Why'd y'all end the filming? Like, or did I know that once they stopped making out and you filmed everyone watching, y'all didn't say, all right, cut, everyone go home. What else happened? I'm sure the
Yeah.
party was still going. Ugh.
Yeah, there definitely had to been more, for
Yeah,
sure.
but she feels very confused, and I think it's really I know that everyone's telling her that they shouldn't live together, but I think it is smart that she's thinking, if I want to date, you know, I can't live there. It's like, yeah, you can. Like, the smartest thing, if you're gonna try this and y'all want to try to keep a friendship or whatever, or you want to try this for real, you do need to not live there. So, I don't know if they're dating or if they're still doing the same shit they always do, which is this weird friendship that
Yeah.
she loves him from afar and he's dates other girls, which is probably what's still happening.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. But I love Jordan now. She was a great addition to the show. And she came with Sam, you know? Like, that's the only reason why we got her.
Well, and she just became more likable, not just one-sided. She, you know, the first time she was on, it was just very like,
Just anti-Juliet trying to like meddle in the
yeah, where there's like
relationship.
nothing more to her that we were getting. So
And
she's
Camilla
really,
and B Brandon too. Yeah,
oh,
just
forgot about
forgot about
that.
that. Yeah, it was just like she was that girl. And now she's that girl, you
Yeah.
know? Like, okay. Wish we had another season of her, but maybe we will, you know?
No.
Who knows? I'm not going to count it out.
No.
Anyways, what else happens? Well, Juliet gets a job, which I think is actually a plus for her. Learning the business side. There's still her publicist, so they're still gonna help her in that way, but then she's actually gonna get a paycheck and learn. Like, that's nice, and that's also good for them, but also I don't really care.
Yeah, but you know, because I didn't really like the publicist, that's gonna be totally honest. I didn't need him at all this season. But our little Juliet Grisso grown up, you know, used to be crying over Alex Campo, and now, you know, she's doing big things.
It's so funny when they show those throwbacks and you see them so young. And I mean, they're still young. I mean, Juliet's
Yeah.
probably what, 26 or something, 25?
Yeah.
You know, maybe something
I
like
think
that.
like season two is when she turned 21 or something like that. So
Was she
she's
still in school or she had just graduated?
I don't know. Let me look up how old she is, because
Remember they said the pilot they filmed and she was 19, which what does that mean? Wait, what? Like, did you catch that?
yeah.
that Chloe said when we filmed the pilot, you were 19. What?
Yeah, I think they maybe like tested it before that it actually got picked up. I don't know. Okay, Juliet's 25. So she's young, yeah.
She must be young for her grade
Well,
or something.
She was younger than like Alex and Amanda and all of them. She always was.
I'm just
a
thinking,
little
like,
younger.
I know she did graduate college. Like,
I think she must have graduated in like 4 years.
but she would have been, I don't know. I might do a rewatch.
No, it actually
Worth
would
the
be fun to
rewatch. I haven't rewatched
rewatch
it, I don't
it.
think at all, so it'd be nice to do.
I
Be worth
think
it.
I did when it was like, oh, there was only like two seasons out. Like I caught up because it was easy. But now that there's been so many seasons, I don't think I've rewatched the whole thing.
Yeah, I might do that. Okay, so I like that Juliet and Jordan meet. I also like that Juliet and Sam meet. I thought they were both good. Like, that's these two meet and greets made me like, okay, maybe this is the end of the an era, you know. Her and Jordan meeting, it was fun because it's like after they got those drinks together, like I feel like they're actually friends, and like Juliet has solid advice, and I don't know, it was nice. And her and Sam hit getting together, it was like she's told him to, she said, do you want me to give you advice? And he said, yeah, like go for it. And she gave it, so she helped out her girl.
I mean, I do think though, if Juliet was like, hey Sam, I want to get back together,
and she asked
like,
him, he still have feelings, and he didn't say no.
He stuttered.
Yeah.
It was all awkward.
Lordy.
Yeah.
So the focus party, what'd you think about the focus clothing? Is there anything that you liked? The faux fur?
No, not really.
You didn't like the earmuffs? I liked this quarter zip. There was a nice little quarter zip.
I know. Also, like, I didn't get to look through all their stuff, but
oh, I'm
it looked
sure
like,
it's like $400.
yeah, shit's gonna be expensive for sure.
Yeah, I guess that I should look at, yeah, I guess that they're gonna have a page. I haven't looked at their website or anything. I'll have to go and do that, and we can see if it's still a thing or not. Jordana doesn't have a link or anything in her bio for it.
I wonder if
Sam does. There's a page. There's a Twitter. Not Twitter, an Instagram. Last thing was posted 4 days ago. Let's see the actual website. Oh, limited time only, free shipping.
Oh, geez.
Oh my fucking God. Okay. Winter hoodie, $500.
Oh my God.
Elsa trench, $615. Winter hoodie, $500. Frasier hat, $187.
Oh my God.
A jolly vest, $305. That's all we got. Everything else. There's a Noel blazer. That's $405. I'm sorry. Missed that one.
I know we like supporting our shows, but that might be one I can't get behind.
Yeah, maybe everyone can chip in and we can all share.
Yeah.
the hat. That's, I'm sorry. There's a Rumi robe, $725. Like, y'all are nuts. That's high end fashion, baby. Yeah, I'm sure Sam's just gonna buy them all for himself.
Yeah.
Okay. So the party was nice. The earmuffs were nice. Tanir can sing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was actually her, right?
I think so.
Like, it was really good. Very impressed. And yes, I agree with Chloe that that was my favorite song. No offense, Brandon.
Yeah. He's had some very, very, very bad ones, but this one, it's not as good.
Do you think he should have waited to sign, or do you think he was right to sign with Tampa?
I think that legit is his only shot, so I think it was smart of him to sign.
Five
seasons to do this? Yeah, take it, buddy.
Like, why are you waiting? Like, you're not any good.
Yeah.
Oh,
honestly,
man.
He should go on the DJ side of it.
Yeah.
I think that would be better.
Those who can't rap, DJ.
And he can put his own little mix in there, whatever. I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, you can perform 100%. At some, like, I don't know, sometimes, maybe.
Yeah.
We do get another little, like, argument with Juliet and Chloe. But this one's weird because it's like Chloe's turning it on Juliet and wanting to bring up Clark, and Clark not being there because Chloe said that, talking about how Chris is always there, but, like, as I said, not real. Like, he's
And Chloe had a boyfriend for the first, like, 3 seasons she was on the show, and it was never ever talked about. So, I mean, don't blame Clark. I don't know how old he is, but maybe he doesn't want to get wrapped up in that shit. It's not like it'd be one thing if he was telling Juliet she can't film. Because then I'd be like, yeah, that's not being supportive. But if he just doesn't want to film, let him not film. That's fine. I don't see anything wrong with
really
that.
You really can't understand that? Like,
yeah.
Because I can. Like, totally. But yeah, it ends up turning into a big old kumbaya. You know, like, this is the last time that we're all going to be together. And blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's sweet. But it's also like, ugh, I just want the drama. Like, I don't need the... Or like, tell us that this is like the series finale. Like, I wish that they would just tell us.
Now, with like that last all of them hanging out scene, I know I'm a little jumping ahead, but how do you come back from that now? If it's the same show,
like, it's just like all of them never together. Is that what it is? Like, you didn't do that with Garrett, and I guess they have them walking away like ghosts. It was so weird. Oh god, so I can't believe I even said his name. We didn't talk about Madison. Her book, beautiful. Love that Ish is cool with her moving back to Florida. I'm not gonna lie, I'm just a little surprised, but
yeah,
okay, Ish. He needs to spend more time with her, though. I don't like that she's alone.
Yeah, but I think it'll be good if, you know, what's her face? Kelsey's still in the key. There. I think
she's still in the key. Well, because, the fact that we're talking about the show means that they need to do another season, or something. Like, okay. Mm-hmm. Since I don't think there's any probably anything else to talk about anyways. Who would be... okay, if they did do a spinoff with Juliet. Juliet stays in Miami. Is that where she said she was staying?
I think so, yeah.
A little bit longer. And that's where Clark's at, too, right?
I think so, yes.
So let's say they're going to do a spinoff. Maybe they wouldn't even do Juliet, though. Like, that's what I'm thinking. That if they do a spinoff, they might not even use Juliet. Like, they would do a spinoff with maybe, I don't want to say Jordan, but I don't know.
I like Jordan, but I don't think
she could carry a show like that.
Where Juliet, I mean, it used to be where everyone was narrating, taking turns narrating the show, and they're like, no, it's Juliet's show. So I don't know. Or they're gonna have to do a like we said earlier, a completely new cast, completely new spot. They could still even do somewhere in Florida. It looks all pretty in Florida, like when they
What
keep the
was the
lamb
whole,
chops.
what's the whole premise? That there are friends, that there were a group of friends that knew each other in high school, what are high school old
And love
friends that
triangles
live
and
by the beach, live on the beach, grew up on the beach. Okay. Okay, like Laguna Beach, but Siesta Key.
different, yeah.
So yeah, so let's get Myrtle Beach.
I
Yeah,
mean, they
no, any, whatever. There's a lot of beaches.
Or just even nice areas that they could. It doesn't even have to be the beach. It could
It
be.
doesn't have to be in Florida. It could be somewhere else. Florida's kind of a shit state anyways. Florida boys ain't shit. Jake says that all the time, which is so funny. I'm like, how do you know this? Like, I actually saw that episode when it was airing. I was like, oh my God. He's like, I remember you watching that. Like,
We've actually been watching Floor by Mishar. We watch it before bed every night.
I need to do that. You told me that I need to do that. Right now, I'm watching Real Housewives of Orange County. I never finished all this. That's the longest running Housewives. I never watched all the seasons. I'm catching up right now. They're on like season 18.
Oh,
It's like a
Jesus
lot.
Christ. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's long. Yeah, it's longest running. But yeah, that's what I've been
Well,
watching.
if this is the last ever Siesta Key that we rehash, what are some of your favorite memories from the show?
Like ever.
Doesn't have to be this season. It could just stretch across.
There's so many. There's so many. I really enjoyed Juliet versus Kelsey fights. Lots of those, like I'm picturing w after she hits her, which we didn't see that, but when she's like walking away and Juliet has her hands up, like what? Like, look what you made me do, you know? Like, oops, I don't remember what she says. Love that. What's one of yours? I'm trying to think of another.
Because it was so like absolutely bizarre, but it was, looking back at it, like pretty iconic when Robbie tossed Amanda's phone into the water. I don't even know what it was, the pond,
Forgot
the
about
ocean,
Robbie.
because it was such like a skeezy move. We were like, who the hell does that? No way did he. And then MTV provided the camera footage. It was just insane.
First off, are we gonna have a reunion? Is there gonna be a reunion? I didn't see anything. I
I
would try
didn't
to
see
look it up to
anything.
also makes me think like red flag. Okay. But also like what is there to rehash from that, you
True.
know?
We need a series reunion where we can get Tawny back in, canvas, all of them.
Oh God, wouldn't that be great? There's so many good shit. Like I'm over here, like just so many are going through my mind. Like with Kelsey, with Chloe, with Juliet, with all Amanda too, Kara. I mean, all Kara's the again, all the stuff versus Kelsey. Kelsey was instrumental in the show. I just really can't
She,
believe that they did all that, but
when her and Alex hooked up, that was like the end, the beginning of the end for her and Garrett. That was iconic.
Oh my God, all the Garrett stuff and her like on and off, on and off, him writing all those little fucking notes and it didn't even him also dating Juliet.
Yes. That was a weird time.
That was a weird time.
Him and Kara dating, that was fun too. Cause she had all these
and she did
you don't even have your GED.
You don't even have your GD. She's like coming from someone who doesn't even have a GED. Damn straight. I'm thinking, what are some good Chloe ones? Because Chloe, the bag.
The oh my bag. God. I totally forgot about that. The Celine bag.
The hush bag.
Oh. Oh, that was good.
He bought her that bag to keep her mouth shut about Juliet and him hooking up when he was with Alyssa, right? Uh-huh. That's what it was. Oof.
Damn. Oh, that was good.
In Nashville.
The whole Nashville saga was
top tier.
Really great siesta key.
Yeah.
When Alex had his jaw wired shut, that was fun too.
Oh my god. Oh, who was the guy that Kelsey dated? And it was it Jake? Was that his name, Jake? That was so short lived. And his dad was sick.
Yeah.
Like that I feel like was actually gonna go somewhere and I was like excited about that. Still thinking about it clearly.
Rubella era.
What did you say?
The Rubella.
Oh god. what's his name? He was in the military.
Jared.
Wonder how he's doing. Who was someone that was on briefly? That was good. Candace was good.
I loved her.
Who was she close with? Was she close with Kara? Is that who she was close with? Who was she friends with?
It like jumped between who she was friends with, and then her and Madison's sister dated for a hot second.
Oh, I forgot about Madison's sister. Oh my god, Madison! Madison had a lot too. Her acting career.
The scene where she found out BG like cheated on her when she's got like those fake eyes in or whatever. Oh, that was great.
The BG Madison, I know you think it's fake. Fucking hilarious. It's also just hilarious to me that you also just, you know, it's fake. Yeah. But such like the weirdest combination. And she was in that music video. And Camilla was pissed. Yeah. And also Brandon on the reunion saying that he knocked up Delaney, all the Delaney shit. I mean, the Delaney shit was wild.
Because I remember, like, the day that the reunion was, like, coming out, he, like, posted a picture. And we're like, what the hell is going on? We're like, what? And then it was, you know, announced on the reunion. But, whew.
Yeah, Brandon. Kind of miss seeing his mom this season. We didn't see her. You know, he was grown. We saw his dad, I think, this season.
Mm-hmm. I think he was on just like an episode or two.
Yeah, but I like his mom. I'm trying to think if there's any other parents that we... Kelsey's mom, we haven't seen her in a while. Juliet's mom. I like Sam's parents. All like my favorite moments though, it's not really Sam related, but some of them are like some recent ones are still good. even like this move out tonight shit from
That was so
like
good.
I want to, like I say that in my head, like move out tonight.
Well, yeah, I mean,
Working on the table.
even the whole beach or when they rented the island, I mean, there was just
Oh,
so
that
many
was like
great
the best season. It was so good.
when Kara came back and everyone was all,
Mad.
yeah.
We were all fucking mad. We were
Especially Garrett's
haters.
fiance, which was weird.
McKenna.
Yeah.
No, McKenna was mad. A little baby Kenna.
Wait, oh my
My
God, do you
God.
remember when Garrett kept calling his girlfriends the
Are they? I'm assuming they're still together because I feel like we would have known if they
name?
weren't.
Yeah. Well, you know they were banking to be filmed so they could like have all their wedding
Pay their
shit as a
wedding. Yeah.
storyline.
Like these people need to not go on the show to get rich, because they, when their shit cancels and they don't have anything to fall back on, like you're screwed.
Yeah.
Damn, yeah, I don't have Garrett on shit anymore.
Yeah, no, they have a couple's core exercises, so I
Oh
don't.
God. Oh yeah,
Yeah.
that's their the God. They're so cringe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what Will? Yeah, I wonder what Will's doing.
Oh my God, I forgot about him. He didn't
Yeah.
make the Miami move, I guess.
Guess not. I'm looking at McKenna's. It looks like they just got married, or maybe they just did engagement photos. Yeah. Looks like they just did an engagement photo shoot. Oh, Lord have mercy. And now I'm looking at fucking Chris Long. Look at me. God first, husband, real estate, wellness. Lord have fucking mercy. Let's look at his
What do you
real
think?
estate. Oh my God. Please go look at his real estate.
Okay.
One, if you go to his main page and you just click, it's in his bio. These pictures, he's got a video. Let's listen to the video.
Just amazing air. Seven businesses, the farmers market style. There's tons of new restaurants. There's studios, breweries, smoothie place, coffee place. They got the Christmas tree out, so they're very seasonal. They got corn up there, which is awesome, as you can see. Set up. There's a marina.
Like what? And why is the music like that? So he must be trying to sell a spot at this community area, but this is so desperate. Poor guy. He's trying. He's learning. But there's this picture of him. I need you to see it, but I can also just send it to you. I guess I can't be mean and post it, but
I'm looking at
you
it
know that? What's this caption say? Here to serve the people of Florida for all their real estate needs. Exclamation point. If you're looking for an honest an honest agent who has your back and will go the extra mile for you, I'm your guy. Honest? I think you're a scammer, but
Yeah.
message me to learn how I can help you search, help your search started, get your search started for the perfect home, or if you like a free appraisal. I should do a free appraisal. Somebody should do a free appraisal. Lexi's liking his shit, but Lexi's got her shit together. He probably like,
Yeah.
talked like, you know, Chloe's like, you gotta get with Lexi, like she'll help you. Like,
Oh, I'm sure.
no, because you should have stayed nice to your boy Sam, because he helped your girl Lexi out, and he ain't gonna help
Oh, yeah.
your
He could have
ass
hooked you
out
up with
here.
some,
Yeah.
Free or some clients, but
And I saw that Emerald Ray had a some like commercial or something today, and I was like, oh, get that shit. Like, I don't want, I'm not trying to wish bad things on them,
No.
but I don't want people to be scammed. Don't
No.
let, I know that shit ain't real. Your your beauty products. You're upcharging that shit. And I don't trust what you would be as a realtor. Yeah. Concept by Chloe is a joke.
And again, she attended school.
Yes. She didn't graduate. She attended. At least she doesn't lie. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I just wouldn't put that. Like, that seems more weird to me.
It does. Like, I wouldn't even mention it.
Yeah.
Keep that to yourself. Anyways, anything else that you want to talk about?
Not from Siesta Key. It's been, like we said before, we don't know if it's it, but if it was, it's been a blast to rehash and just watch. Oh my God. Watch over the years.
It really has. It has. We are still podcasting, though. We are going to rehash Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, the finale and part one of the reunion, after part one of the reunion this week. And then we're going to finish that season by doing the second and third part. I have no idea why they're stretching it out to three parts when there's only like four housewives that are going to be on there. So a little annoyed. So we're just going to squish them together, have more to talk about. And probably we'll still be talking about the same fucking thing because we probably won't get any new information. I feel like we're not even going to find out what happened to Heather's eye, but that's just me.
No, we're not going to. But also in February, we have Summer House coming back. Really pumped about that.
Very excited about that.
And Vanderpump Rules also comes back, which
we'll did you see that trailer?
Since
we talked last, wasn't it good?
Yeah.
What was I going to say about Summer House? Oh, I watch Family Karma. Great show.
Okay.
Highly recommend. There's only like three seasons out. They're in the middle of season three right now. On Watch Happens Live, one of the stars on that show was on there. I can't even think of what his name is right now. It doesn't matter. But Andy asked him about BravoCon and like if anyone was rude to him there. And he said yes, but didn't want to say the name. And he said, well, what show? And he said Summer House. So everyone's like, oh, it's Lindsay, blah, blah, blah. It's definitely Lindsay. But he was just seen. He went him, Luke, Lindsay, and Craig and Ashley from Real Housewives of Potomac were all in Minnesota at Luke's like fundraiser or something. Okay. And they were all together, like photographing together, and they were all hanging out together. And I was like, well, don't say it's Lindsay.
Yeah.
It still could have been Lindsay. But I am tired of all the Lindsay hate. So I'm excited for this new season so that hopefully my girl is on the right side. But I'm also here for her if she's not, as long as she owns it, but she won't because I know she's over here saying that at Danielle. So
and it's hard because I really like both Danielle and Lindsay. So I don't want to see these two fighting.
So. I have a feeling, though, that people are getting or did get or are get whatever, feels not a way about Lindsay and Carl being together. For whatever reason, like don't think it's actually genuine or don't, even though they thought it was genuine years ago, but now when Carl's sober, it's not. I don't know. Or like it's all for show. But it all comes to me down to like jealousy and hating that she's getting this. And when we saw in the trailer that Danielle was saying like about asking permission, it's like, I mean, we don't know, but I'm curious if it's something coming down to, you know, like Danielle feeling shafted in their trio of friendship and feeling like Lindsay's not really letting Danielle in, even though that's not her relationship.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to side with Lindsay, I wonder if it's because Danielle just feels like she's entitled to more of Lindsay's relationship than she actually is.
And we're going to see, because this could be just a edit just to throw us all off.
And it probably is. And I'm
who knows? Well, to see,
little dog, like, have... like my so threw my scent off.
But I'm so excited though.
Me too. Very excited. But anything else before we go?
Just don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us. And until next time, bye.
Bye.